The EntertainmentEarth.com podcast does not reflect the opinions of Entertainment Earth, its management, its employees, its affiliates, you, me, or anyone you know. Be cool, don't sue. Hi there. Welcome to the EntertainmentEarth.com podcast for Friday, October 26, 2007. I am your host, Adam Paulus, and we are here to talk about toys and stuff. Strap in for news on Star Trek, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Star Wars, and a lot more. There will be things that you probably aren't expecting. No, that's not true. You're probably expecting everything by now. So, anyway, let's get started. Movies. New this week at the box office, the Darjeeling Limited is expanding widely, along with the opening of Dan in Real Life with Steve Carell, Saw 4, and Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, which has a really slick poster. Last week at the box office, 30 Days of Night was number one by a fair amount with $16 million, followed by Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married, The Game Plan, Michael Clayton, and The Comebacks. Alien vs. Predator 2, Requiem. USA Today has confirmed the movie will feature several man-in-suit characters instead of a bunch of digital creatures running around, and the newspaper also showcased the first images I've ever seen of the Alien-Predator hybrid as seen in the movie. He was in the end of the first movie at the very end, and now you can see the adult version. It's a unique design, but you'll have to check it out for yourselves. I don't want to give away too much. Star Trek. The double episode The Menagerie is getting a limited theatrical run. Check your local listings to see the remastered episode on the big screen. The episode featured the return of Christopher Pike, unable to speak and seated in a futuristic wheelchair, as well as a lot of repurposed footage from the original pilot, The Cage. Look for it in theaters November 13th, 2007, for only 1 or 2 days. Toys. Transformers. The first ever packaged toy from Transformers Animated hit eBay this week. With a look at Prowl. The very colorful packaging is mostly white with some red and blue. Looks almost like a Transformers 3D package might look. Check your favorite toy sites for a link to this interesting item. G.I. Joe. Target has marked down the G.I. Joe Adventure Team line to the elusive final markdown price of about $5. Each set includes an 8-inch action figure with accessories, a large creature, and well, some sort of diorama packaging. I picked up the Outback set with an alligator earlier in the week, and it's pretty cool. Each figure features Kung Fu Grip and is totally worth the $5. The Elusive Snake Eye set, which comes with a large cobra, ironically, has also hit Toys R Us and Walmart, but it's still full price, which is about $19.99. Lots of shipments of Wave 2 and Wave 3 25th Anniversary G.I. Joe product has hit Target stores in the past week, with some stores receiving multiple cases and some not so multiple cases. As such, happy hunting. We found all of Wave 3 and some of Wave 2 in the wild. We're still missing two Wave 2 figures. Star Wars, at a convention in Texas over the weekend, Hasbro confirmed some interesting facts. One, the upcoming Commander Gree action figure will feature ball-jointed hips as well as the first ever ball-jointed wrists on an action figure of this size. This would make these figures more poseable than any figure of these scale ever made, including G.I. Joe's. Two, according to an interview with Hasbro's Daryl DePriest, according to SandTroopers.com, a large-scale $100 electronic ATTE should be hitting stores on holiday 2008. Halo 3. Pictures for the white and red Spartans from Halo 3 were revealed by McFarlane Toys, to nobody's surprise. They're basically repaints of Master Chief, but they're very cool repaints of Master Chief that are well worth a look, and you may wish to pre-order them. It's my understanding that the white Spartan is an alt-channel exclusive, which basically means you're only going to find it in comic shops and online stores, and not anywhere like Target or Walmart or what have you. So, if you want one, keep an eye on your favorite comic shop or online store, and I would recommend you pre-order today. Video games. Xbox 360. Game downloaders and Xbox 360 arcade service can enjoy Exit or Battlestar Galactica this week. Exit is kind of like Elevator Action. It's also developed from Taito, who developed the original Elevator Action, as well as Arkanoid, which is the greatest game ever made, or at least one of them. And Battlestar Galactica is developed by Sierra. I haven't had a chance to try the demo yet, but it's a shooter, and I hear it ties in loosely with some episodes of the series, but supposedly is not great. The Xbox 360 hardware has released a new configuration this week called the Xbox 360 Arcade. Not to be confused with the online service I just mentioned with pretty much an identical name, the Xbox Arcade hardware includes a 256-megabyte memory unit, an HDMI port, a disc with 5 full arcade games, a wireless controller, and no hard drive. Also, it's $280, and you'll probably find them in stores now. It's a fairly well-priced console, especially if you don't see yourself needing a hard drive, which I feel you probably will need eventually, especially if you're going to be downloading a lot of games. Nintendo Wii. Wii downloaders this week can try out Ninja Ja Ja Manu-kun, Lunar Pool, or Golden Axe 3. Also, Wii Fit is starting its pre-orders in Japan, and it looks like it's going to be over $100 over there. The U.S. price has yet to be revealed, and I'm pretty sure the release date hasn't been revealed either. PlayStation Portable, Castlevania's Dracula X Chronicles, is supposedly out and in stores now, but all of my regular gaming hots haven't got any shipments of it yet. It's very frustrating, because I was intending to spend the weekend killing Dracula, and now it looks like I'm just going to have to settle for not killing Dracula. It's Halloween, I want to kill Dracula. New from Entertainment Earth. New this week at Entertainment Earth, you can find Selena in Concert Doll, Warriors of the Zodiac action figures from McFarlane Toys, Paparazzi action figures from Accoutrements. But what's more, Entertainment Earth now has Jawa mini busts in stock from Gentle Giant, as well as Witchblade anime statues, tons of 300 prop replicas, and Star Wars 30th Anniversary Wave 2, which features the hard-to-find McQuarrie Boba Fett. Lots of other new items are being added all the time, including Transformers 2008 Unleashed Turnaround statues. Get your orders in today. The statues feature Barricade, Blackout, Jazz, and Ratchet. And now our toy of the week, Star Wars 30th Anniversary Action Figures, Wave 6. The elusive Wave 6 is starting to hit now, and if you got a pre-order in, or if you are hunting stores, you might have found them. If you haven't found them, you might want to listen to this, because I can tell you if you should care or not. The five action figures in this series, that are new anyway, are from The Empire Strikes Back, and mostly based on existing tooling. There's some new sculpts here, but by and large, it's a repaint retool wave. Let's start off with Han Solo. Han Solo comes with a Bespin torture rack. You can strap him in. The torture rack is one of the largest accessories of the year. It's bigger than the figure. It has several moving parts and straps so you can strap a figure in. The figure has more articulation than almost any other basic action figure you can find. He has jointed knees, hips, ankles, shoulders, elbows, wrists, neck, and a midsection waist joint that he can bend forward or twist at. In other words, he's as poseable as any vintage action figure you might see. He has everything a good Han Solo figure might have except for a holster, and the head looks a little funny. So it is one of Hasbro's best Han Solo figures of all time in terms of articulation. His legs look a little scrawny, but if he's strapped to the torture rack, you're really not going to notice. I'm kind of surprised Hasbro made the figure with so much articulation, given that he's just supposed to be strapped to a torture rack. It's one of their best in most executions. The legs could look a little bit better. I think the holster would have beefed him up a little bit. But it's an excellent release. It includes a collector coin, Han Solo, a torture rack, and no gun. Forlom. Forlom, I may have got a bad one, but it's a pretty good figure overall. One of my wrists is stuck. I cannot get it to move. I've tried freezing it. I've tried boiling it. It's not going anywhere unless I break it off. My IG-88 had the same problem. Yours may vary. I'm sure if I open up another one, it'd be fine, but I don't have another one to open. The figure has the full range of super articulation, plus some interesting joints on the shoulders, because the figure arm is ball jointed, but there's another piece that kind of caps it at the shoulder that also articulates. So, like, it can rotate up and down, but it can also move around. It's hard to explain because I've never seen anything like it on an action figure of this size, but it's really cool. The figure has an excellent sculpt. This one actually is all new, one of two all new figures in this wave. And it's almost perfect. If I knew other people had a functioning wrist, I would say that it is pretty much the perfect Forlom, and you absolutely need to go out and get one. It includes a coin and a rifle, and I'd say get one anyway, because almost perfect is still close enough to perfect for this figure, and we're probably never going to see another new sculpt, so you should get Forlom, absolutely. General McQuarrie is a re-sculpt of last year's Major Derlin figure. It includes the same body with a new head and Han Solo's thermal hat. It includes a small blaster pistol, and you can put that into a holster on his hip. The figure has jointed hips, jointed shoulders, jointed elbows, not ball joint, just regular joint, jointed neck, and jointed wrists, as well as a waist joint. So he's pretty poseable. The main reason to buy him, I would say, is because the character's head is that of Ralph McQuarrie, which is a great little Easter egg, and we all need more Hoth Troopers anyway, but to have one that has Ralph McQuarrie's head is pretty awesome. So I would highly recommend this figure to anyone collecting the Ralph McQuarrie line, anyone who collects Hoth figures, and anyone looking for new unique characters. It's a great release. I'm really surprised Hasbro did it, and I'd like to congratulate them on a job well done. The figure includes a thermal hat, a blaster, and a coin. The McQuarrie Concept Snowtrooper is another excellent figure. It's an all-new sculpt. It has a little bit of trouble standing. I think it would have been better off if they worked a little bit better on the legs, or they gave him ankle joints, just because of the way it is. It's kind of got pigeon toes, I guess is the right term. I'm having a difficulty getting him to stand up without using a display stand, and he doesn't include a display stand. The figure has pretty close to full super articulation. If he had those ankle joints, slightly better legs, I'd say he'd be perfect. The detailing is incredible. It looks like it stepped right out of the 1970s, which is when the figure was designed. The figure has a removable face mask and a rifle. The figures are bundled together to keep them warm, I presume. So the figure looks like it only has two big fat fingers. The helmet looks great. There's some markings on the side, which I guess are pre-Imperial Star Wars lettering. By and large, it's a very gorgeous figure with a little bit of dirt. A lot of work was put into it. It might be one of the best sculpts and paint jobs Hasbro's done in the entire Macquarie concept line. And looking at the next two figures, Han Solo and the Rebel Trooper, I'd almost be willing to go on a limb and say this could be the best one of the entire line in terms of how it looks. Do not miss the Macquarie concept Snowtrooper. If you do, you will be sorry and cry like a little baby. No offense to the babies who listen to this show. Again, the figure includes a rifle, the removable face mask, and a coin. Finally, there's Lando Calrissian in smuggler gear, or to anyone who's paying attention, Lando Calrissian in Han Solo's clothes. The figure is a retool of the 2004 vintage Lando Calrissian action figure. The head is new-ish. The arms are just repainted arms. The legs are just repainted legs. The torso is a resculpted torso. You can tell the pattern on the shirt in the front is the same as the Lando shirt pattern, but the vest was sculpted over it, and the head has had some modifications made to it. It's a very good figure. It has a holster, Han Solo's blaster. It just looks good. I didn't expect it to be good, but it's good. He can sit. He can be posed fairly well. It's a fun action figure. It shouldn't be, because it's just, you know, Lando and Han's clothing, and what's the point? He had like 3 seconds of screen time, and I don't think he was in many of the comics or anything, but it's a really nice figure. I don't know why, but I really like it. As such, I highly recommend you pick one up. It's really great, and frankly, it's not selling very well. I've seen these things all over the stores in Los Angeles. It's the one from the wave that nobody seems to want. So if you see it, you may as well get it. It's good. You won't be sorry you bought it. That's it for this week's Toy of the Week. Next week, we've got two things we're going back. Actually, now it's three things it could be. I haven't decided yet, so we could even do more this week, but meh, why? Gotta have something for next week, right? Anyway, that's it for this week's show. In the past week, I have gotten a hold of some really neat stuff, including Wave 4 of Saga Legends, a lot of Saga Legends variants, some new G.I. Joe stuff, and the Disney Weekends Cantina band set. Thank you, Adam, for your assistance. Not me, another Adam. I got to send him a thank you email, too, still. Or if he's listening, maybe this will count. Philip, I got your box. Thank you. And yeah, that's pretty much it for this time. Hope you all have an excellent weekend. There's not a lot new to speak of right now other than start watching your mailboxes. The new Entertainment Earth Holiday Gift Catalog, the Holiday Gift Guide, is coming soon if you're on the mailing list to receive that. We all worked real hard on it, and it's got some great stuff in it. I don't think there's any new announcements in there off the top of my head. Sometimes we get to announce new products. This one pretty much just showcases the latest and greatest holiday gifts that you just absolutely positively have to have or buy for your friends who they're going to want to have. With a few exceptions. For example, those paparazzi figures I mentioned earlier are not in there, and you're going to want those because they include a velvet rope, and they're about 4-inch scale figures, so you can have them like Hounding Cobra Commander, and then you can just lay the smack down or something. It's a neat idea. Anyway, I will see you guys next time. I hope you have an excellent weekend. If you see any good movies, let me know. Yeah, that's about it. Oh, and one last thing for you G.I. Joe hounds out there. I just noticed this last night, so if anyone out there is listening and knows the answer, please email me at adam@16bit.com. I'm going to be doing some research over the weekend and asking other people myself. But it looks like they might be retooling figures as the line goes. What I mean by that is I picked up Sergeant Stalker from Wave 3 a few weeks ago in the yellow outfit. He's coming in yellow and green. The yellow one was the first release. The green one's the second release. The yellow figure does not have a hole in his back for a backpack, but the green one does. And I thought it was going to be a straight repaint, but it's not. They actually resculpted part of the back and stuck a hole in there. What I'm wondering is, are there other figures from Waves 2 or 3 where they added a hole where there wasn't one previously? I have a Red Cobra Ninja that doesn't have a hole. And I think all the Wave 2 guys I have, which are very few, like Serpentor, my Serpentor has a hole, and my Lady J has a hole. Buzzer, of course, has a hole in the back. And everybody in Wave 3 that I own has a hole in the back. So if you have anyone from Wave 3, except for the Red Cobra Ninja, that does not have a hole in the back, let me know, because I'm curious if this variation exists. Because in the original G.I. Joe line, more worthless trivia for you, the original series had what they called straight arms, which means that there was a joint in the bicep to allow the figure to swivel left and right, which wasn't there. They added it for the second year of the line, and it said now a swivel battle arm grip or battle swivel arm. There was this word swivel, and I think battle somewhere in there in the word grip, even though the hand has nothing to do with the extra articulation. But these figures might have added backpack holes, and I'm curious if they do, because that means I'm probably going to be an idiot and buy all of Wave 4 because they might have the back hole in them. Who knows? Anyway, that's that. If you like the show, please email me again, adam@16bit.com. That's adam@16bit.com. I will see you all next time. Please feel free to email me with any requests you might have or unreasonable demands, and I will be sure to listen or ignore them. See you next time.